In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Agnes. Agnes means lamb. You remember, Agnus Dei qui tollis peccata mundi, Lamb of God. Well, Agnes, she was a young girl, about the age of 12, who died in the persecution of Diocletian, which was the last great Roman persecution of the faith. And it is the one that came closest to extinguishing the faith in the Roman Empire. Agnes, as I said, was a young girl. She was a devout Christian, and she had made a decision to be sexually pure and to be a virgin for her entire life. She was also very beautiful, and as a consequence, she had many suitors. But when she would not give in to them, and because of her reasons, one of them turned her in, said, "She's a Christian." And because of this, she was sentenced to death, and eventually she was killed by either being beheaded with a sword or being stabbed to death with a sword. There's a church built upon her grave in Rome, St. Agnes. Funny that it's named St. Agnes. And on this day at that church, lambs are blessed. And the wool from these lambs will be used to make the palliums, which are special vestments that are given to metropolitan archbishops. They look like a little Y that goes over their chasuble. And it symbolizes their union or communion with the Apostolic See in Rome. And they will be blessed by the Pope on the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, and then sent to the various new metropolitan archbishops who were appointed this year throughout the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.